What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Why Muslims Must Immediately Stop Praying for Gaza. So, as you guys know, I'm out here in the food truck. I was gonna go out to a, to the Kava place tonight, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of people there. So, I figured might as well save the food, cook it, save it for tomorrow. Unfortunately, the way tacos do and shit nowadays, people don't even have the money to go out anymore. They can probably go out like one day a week, which is going to be Saturday, and really that's it. So, I remember, guys, I was able to take this truck out 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week and make money. Now, I'd be lucky if I can make money 2, maybe 3 days a week, all because of taco. And as you guys know, price of food has gone up by 40-50% since taco became president. So anyways, let's get back to the point of this video, guys, which is Muslims must immediately stop praying for Palestine. So on Facebook, guys, a lot of Muslims, they pray for Palestine. You know, I pray Allah will have mercy on you. I pray that Allah will help you. And of course, you know, the dirty Jews, they get in the comment section. They're like, where's Allah? Maybe Allah's weak. Maybe Allah's fictional. Here's what you guys need to understand, dudes. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. What's happening to the Palestinians is punishment. That's what it is, guys. It's not a test from Allah. It is fucking punishment. Get that through your motherfucking minds, dudes. Okay? Stop praying for Palestine. They're being punished, okay? God in the Quran says, I punish who I want and I save who I want. I will lead who I want and I will mislead who I want. And none of you guys can do a damn thing about it. God, Allah is punishing the Palestinians. You guys who come out and say, Allah, please take care of the Palestinians, you're making Allah look bad. You guys gotta use your brain. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Palestinian women are the biggest whores. Palestinian men are the biggest alcoholics and gamblers out there, dudes. Like, it's as if they read the Quran and they said, I'm going to do the exact opposite of what Allah told me to do, okay? So what's happening to the Palestinians is divine punishment. Get that through your fucking minds, dudes, okay? I'm glad to see that young people in Palestine are getting murdered by the Jews. You guys need to understand. I made a video a long time ago saying I'm a big supporter of abortion. Why? If you abort a fetus after 42 days, which is like what, 6 weeks I believe, that fetus will go to heaven and you will go to hell for murder. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So these Palestinians who are dying, getting murdered, especially the children, they're getting a free pass to heaven. Now, yes, it is sad to see what's happening to the Palestinians, but understand this is punishment, okay, guys? God can punish you for sins you did and for sins you are about to do. That's how God rolls, okay? Get that through your fucking minds, okay? I'm sick and tired. You know, I really don't go to Friday prayers anymore here in America, guys, because I am so tired of the imams doing the usual, oh Allah, support the Palestinians, support our brothers in Palestine. Oh Allah, thank you for getting rid of Assad and replacing him with Giuliani. It's like, my nigga, Giuliani is a fucking CIA actor, dude. It's like, What did God in the Quran say about Muslims who take Jews and Christians who have taken each other as allies, as their friends? Guys, when you take Jews and Christians who are friends with each other, if you take them as allies, you have left the religion of God. Okay, you're no longer part of God. You are a kafir. You are an infidel. Okay? You are an apostate, okay? So all these imams all over the world who say, thank you, Giuliani, for taking over, for liberating Syria from the butcher Assad, you are committing apostasy. The guy works for the CIA. The guy is BFF with Trump and Netanyahu. I mean, any clearer than that? Like, fucking what do you guys want? But yet, you go to any masjid anywhere in the world, thank you Allah for Giuliani liberating Syria from the butcher Assad. Oh Allah, please help our brothers and sisters in Palestine. It's like, come on, man. Don't you know that Palestinian women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet? Go to any fucking gas station where they sell lottery and alcohol. Who owns it? Palestinians, dudes, like, come on, man, at this point, you're either fucking retarded, or deep down you hate Allah and Muhammad, and you're just virtue signaling by saying, oh Allah, oh Muhammad, oh this, oh that. It's like, come on, man. It's like, again, guys, you smart Muslims out there who are watching this motherfucking video, if people ask you, hey man, how come you're not changing your flag on social media to Palestine? How come you're, you know, when the imam makes a prayer at our masjid for Palestine and Syria, I put my hands down. I put my hands down because if I go along with that prayer, knowing what I know, guess what, motherfucker? I'm a fucking kafir. I'm going up against God. This is what a lot of you guys out there watching this motherfucking video need to understand. Stop going up against God. What's happening in Palestine is divine punishment. When a hojabi goes off the rail... DoorDash. Probably a bullshit order, by the way, guys. I made a video about DoorDash a couple of minutes ago, but I have two more minutes before this video is up, so I'm just going to get back to the point. When a hojabi goes off the freaking rails and she's busting it wide open all over the internet, stop trying to lead her back to the straight path. I am really sick and tired of Muslims who say, may God lead you back to the straight path. It's like, my nigger, this bitch is busting it wide open in front of the internet. Don't you think she knows what she's doing is haram? She's doing that on purpose. And I'm sick and tired of Muslims who say, oh, may Allah guide Giuliani to the straight and righteous. Don't... That's another thing about DoorDash, guys. It's like 2 o'clock at night. Ain't nobody doing DoorDash at 2 o'clock at night. So when they get desperate, they send you the same order like 4 or 5 times. It's like, my nigger, you gave it to me for $2.50 for 10 miles, and now you're offering me $2.63 for 10 miles. If I didn't take it the first time, what makes you think I'm going to take it the next time for an extra fucking 5 cents, you know? But that just goes to show you how poor the economy is when people don't have money to tip on DoorDash. And DoorDash, you know, they can't afford to pay you anymore because all that funding capital and cheap interest money is going away. And this is why Trump really wants Powell to lower the interest rates so these tech companies can borrow a shitload of money and like give it out as incentives and shit like that. They're just inflating the bubble. But I got like 20 seconds. So going back to what I was trying to get at, guys, stop praying for the Palestinians. Stop saying to people like Giuliani, may God guide you back to the right path. These people are evil. They know they're evil. They're purposely doing it on purpose. And again, Palestinians, They're being punished. Leave them the fuck alone.